Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's Erev Lag BaOmer, and it's exciting. Children are dragging wood to burn this wood, to make bonfires. There's a bonfire here, a bonfire there, a bonfire everywhere. And this is Lechvod Lag BaOmer, which there are various reasons given for Lag BaOmer in the Svarim HaKadoshim, whether it was the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, and there was a great light in the world that explains the bonfires, or it wasn't the day he passed away like the Chidah says, but it was the day that Rabbi Akiva taught his five students, and they reestablished Torah after his 24,000 students had died, or it was the day, like the Meiri says, that the Magefa of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped, they stopped dying. Whatever makes this day happy, at the end of the day, the Ramah Paskins, Umarvim Bo Ktzas Simcha, Vein Omer Bo Tachnan, we increase our Simcha a little bit, and we don't say Tachnan, which I always say, that helps increase our Simcha even more, because people don't like saying Tachnan. Unfortunately, many people. In any event, so I thought it would be kedai to talk about a very interesting minhag that people have in Lag BaOmer, and that is to burn their clothing, to throw their clothing in the fire and burn it. And we're going to be basing ourselves on a wonderful shiur that Rav Asher Weiss gave a number of years ago. And Rav Asher Weiss, we know, is a great gaon and always enlightening with his wide ranging of bikiyus and his in depth analysis and mikoriyut, originality. This year we should be Liyul Nishmas Rav Lipin Asher Ben Yitzchak Yisrael. And Esther Bas Shmuel and the Refuas Toibi Yehudis Bas Tamagasya. There's an interesting tradition which is recorded about the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh went to Meiron with the Chevra. Uberosh HaMetzeva Guma Gdola Lefi Shesham Adlikim B'chol Laila Al Zeh HaOfen Lokchim Bigdei Pishtan Levanim V'Tovim. They take good white flax garments. Kol echad lefi arko, each person according to what he can afford, or each thing according to what it's worth. More likely the second. Ve'osim oto chatichot v'tovlim oto b'shemen zayit, and they cut it into small pieces. They dip it in olive oil. U'mimalan haguma shemen zayit. So there's this. This big hole that they made that we read at the beginning, the Guma Gedola. In this Guma Gedola, they put the clothing. Venira Orat Tzfat. You light it up and you can see the light until Tzfat. Upamachat Shalcha Gvira Mi Konstantina Beged Echad. A woman from Constantina sent a garment. Arugim Kesef was woven with silver. Shavim Mea Paishash. You know what that is, guys? Mea Dov. Yitzchak. You know what Mea Paishash is? Esach Gel? And she had Liko Salichvod Rashbi Olav HaShalom. She lit it in honor of Shimon Bar Yochai. Ve'rav Hidli Kamib Godim. And the Rav Oichit with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Where's the shir being given, sweetest friends? And Rechov Or HaChaim. Where the Or HaChaim has had a shul, where he has mikvah. So he lit up some clothing too. And there's a kuntrus put out by a rav named Rav Heller called Kvod Malachim, and he writes there, "Umeir ani beemes ki bialdusi shamati po mi rabbanoi kishishoi rabbanei asfaradim asher avoysam ro v'sipulam ki arav hakadosh Rabbi Chaim ben Atar." This is written hundreds of years ago. This man says that he heard from the elders that the holy rabbi, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim ben Atar, hayapam achad bilula po yarkodesh tzvat. He was in Tzvas, or Safed as they like to call it in English, for Lag BaOmer. He goes up to Meiron. He was very happy. And he burned expensive clothing in honor of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the elders here also heard this. So, sweetest friends, we see this tradition that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, would you believe this, was burning clothing. And that brings us to the question of Baal Tashchis. Isn't there an Isser of Baal Tashchis? So the Shailos and Shuvos, Sholom Meshiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, he writes that it's a big Baal Tashvis problem. He says, you know, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would prefer, instead of taking your expensive clothing and throwing it in the fire, instead, why don't you give the geld to the aniyim? Give the money to the aniyim. It would be good for you. It would be good for the world. That would make Rav Shimon Bar Yochai a lot happier. And in the Sefer Chikrei Lev, Yerideya, Simin Yer Aleph, Chikrei Lev, he says, Ve'eni motzei v'zeh tzad heter? He says, no heter, it's Baal Tashchis. The Neridikr v'isr Baal Tashchis derabonam. He says, only Baal Tashchis derabonam, but it's Baal Tashchis. And even the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they would only take the worn-out garments of the Kohanim and burn them. But to take nice, expensive clothing? Not allowed. And he says, my heart tells me that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is he's not so happy about this. Chasim Soifer and his Shuvis, you can look it up, Yerodeo, Simon Ralad. So what's going on? V'avshe kavanasim l'shem shamayim, nechom, their kavanas l'shem shamayim. V'vadei scharim rab, they're going to be getting a lot of schar. Avol ane'itim in apurushim, but I don't get involved in such behavior. And the Pischei Shuvin, Yerodeo, Simon Reishin and Aleph brings the Chasim Soifer l'halacha. However, we read earlier, this Rav Heller was the Rav of Tzfas. He wrote this country is called Kavod Malachim. And there he says that the minhag is okay. He justifies the minhag. And the Steichemed and Chelik Vav, Asef Hasdinim, Arechas Eretz Yisrael, Osvav, brings a number of Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael to justify this minhag, that it's Beseder. And so the Ben Ishchai in his Torah Lishma, Simen Tov, he also is Matir. He says, Teida, should know, the minhag of Jews that they go to Meiron on Lag BaOmer and they burn clothing to honor the Rashbi. He says that's gevaldik. He says there's no reason to cast aspersions on their behavior because their intention is to fulfill a mitzvah, and there's no chash baal tashkis on minhag Yisrael Torah. We have a cloud, but minhag Yisrael, you have a good Jewish custom, that becomes Torah. Even though some people say that minhag is also Gehenim, that if it's not a good minhag, it's like Gehenim. But he says this isn't a Gehenim to get minhag, it's a Gita minhag. V'da, ki me'ikara enkan isur ba'al tashkos min ha'Torah elu midrabanan. He says, listen, the whole discussion here is anyways only on a derabbanan level. So, he says, since it's only on a derabbanan level, we can find reason to be matir. Why? First of all, look in shul, he says. He says, you go to a shul, and they light candles not to give light, just for the sake of lighting candles to this day. You go to shul, people are lighting candles. And what about ruining the candles? No practical purpose. But you see people do it. And what about and he says, why? So it's l'kavod tzaddikim. So here too also, l'kavod tzaddikim, we're lighting, we're burning things. So it's no baal tashkis. And again, he says, it's only derabanan anyway. So since it's only derabanan, and you're doing it l'kavod tzaddikim, because d'oraisa's is trees, like the Rambam says in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Malachim. And this is only us, the Rabbanan, and they're doing it to honor a tzaddik, so it's mutter. And the Yeshua Smalko, Yeshua Mikutna, and Chelek Beis, Daf Ayin Vav, one of my chavrusas is his great-great-grandson. So he says a remez for this. Why do we have this minhag? He says in the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in the Ma'ara, and he was like, Adam before the sin, he wasn't wearing clothing, he was up to his neck in the dirt, and he wasn't wearing clothing. So there also, we burn our clothing to show that he didn't need clothing, we don't need clothing, we want to go to Adam before the sin. I also heard another pshat, that We see in that Gemara that after they spent time in the cave of Elazar and his son, they went out, and everything they looked at, they were burning with their eyes. So they were mamish. They were burning all the mahads, and they couldn't take the gashmias. It was Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Wherever he would look, he would burn with his eyes. So that's what we're doing here. We're burning a little bit to show that we're not so interested in Olam Hazeh. That we want to get to a higher spiritual level. And Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Dai la'olam, b'ni dai la'olam ani v'ata." So he said to him, "It's enough that there's me and you in the world. We could be the Oskei Torah. But it's not necessary to burn everything up. Let's we do a little bit to show, to remember that, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, to remember that event. So we burn. Hakoponim, whatever way you look at it, we have a reason to do it. It's part of the Simchas Hayom. It's part of the Kavod Tzadikim. So therefore, the Mefarshim find a justification for this, the Poskim. So now we're going to go a little bit deeper into it, and we're going to discover a little bit more about Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is learned from the Pasuk in the Torah, Ki Tatu Elir Yamim Rabim, Nilochim Aleh Letovso, Los Tashchis is Eitzel and Dochel Agarzen, Ki Mimenu Socha, Vosa Los Sichros, when you're going to lay a siege on a city, to capture the city, you shouldn't cut down the trees. You should eat from the tree, you shouldn't cut it down. So the question is this only fruit trees that you're not allowed to cut down, Stam? Because from there you learn it's Baal Tashchis. Or is it anything? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says that it's talking about anything. The Rambam there says, "She'ez hiranu mehashchis ha'ilanus kishenatzor al-ir k'dei lahatzor l'anasheh l'hachid v'vavam." We're not allowed to cut down the trees when we lay a siege on the city. V'romer yisayel lo sashchis is eitzel. That's what the Torah says. Don't cut down the trees. Ki memenu socha lo'so lo'sichros. You should eat from it. You shouldn't cut it down. Any hefseid is included in this lav. So it's done, you burn something. So you're over on Baal Tashchis and you get Malchus. So it's mashma that all destroying anything is d'oraisa. Not only fruit trees, but any destruction, unnecessary destruction is Baal Tashchis. She yisro feged larik, or yishbor kli larik. Anything, you burn a garment, you smash a kli, that's all included in the Yisur of Baal Tashchis. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, in the sixth parak in Halacha Yud, writes, V'lo ha'ilanus bilvad, ela kol ha'mishadar keilim v'koreya v'gadim v'horitz binyan v'silsei mayim. The Rambam says, not only trees, but if you smash keilim, if you cut clothing, rip clothing, destroy a building, stop up a spring, destroy food derech hashchasa, over below Sashvasi, over on Baal Tashchis. Ve'eino lo ge'ala makas ma'adus midivreyam, but you only get makas midirabbanan. So we see from the Rambam here that the other types of Ashchasa are only derabbanan. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah seems to say that all types of Ashchasa are d'oraisa, whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in the sixth parak in Halacha Yud seems to say that all types of Ashchasa of destroying, of destruction, are only midirabbanan. And d'oraisa would be fruit trees like the Pasuk says. And in fact, there are a number of Acharonim who hold this way, that it's all other things that are only Derabbanan. No, the Behuda, the Chayodam, the Rashash, and Rav Mitzia, and the Flamet Beis, the Chibina Rav, and Dov Meisharim, Chelik Beis, Simon Tasnai. So those, we see the number of Poskim hold that way. However, other Poskim say, like the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that in fact, Baal Tashchis is D'oraisa, not only for fruit trees, but for other things as well. And there's a clause sometimes in the way the Rambam learns is that when you have something which is, you have a general Isser, and this Isser includes other things as well. So not only is a fruit tree written in this Isser, but it also includes, it drags along other things as well. So Stam burning a garment or smashing a kli will, for no reason, will be an Isser of Baal Tashchis mi de'oraisa. And so hold many of the Moni HaMitzvahs, the Smag in Mosase Reish Choftes, and the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, Chelo Gimel, and Oz Pei Beis, and Shari Gimel, Tosfos in a number of places in Shas, that all types of Ashchasa are midoraisa. But now we have to go back, we have to understand the Rambam. So we see the Machlokes HaPoskim, is it the Rabbanan, is it the Oraisa? But the Rambam seems to contradict himself. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says that it's midoraisa, that other hashtags of Ashkas are midoraisa, not only fruit trees. And in the Yad HaChazaka, he says no, that only fruit trees are midoraisa, other things are the Rabbanan. So the Chasam Sofer says, Epesem Mod Nezah. In Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Chav Zayin, he says, that you know what the Rambam means? That every Hashchasa has Baal Tashchis. And that the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, that you only look at Malkus Maradus Midivrayim. You only get Malkus Midirabbanan. It's because it's like a Lav Sheva Klalos. We have a rule, Ein Lokan al Lav Sheva Klalos. If you have a Lav that includes various different, various things, so you don't get Malkus for such a Lav. So the really it's Doraisa, and the reason the Rambam said you get Malkus Midirabbanan is because it's because a Lav Sheva Klalos. It includes other things. So some a Lav that includes many things, you don't get Malkus for those other things. However, and you do, by the way, you do get Malkus for this for burning Eitzim, because it says Oso Lo Sichros. There's a special ribui in the pasuk about the hashkas of Eitzim, and therefore it's included. So now that it was written again, it's telling you that you get Malkus. But so normally on a Lav Sheva Klalos, you don't get Malkus. But here, for destroying the tree, you will get it because the Torah wrote it again. The Torah wrote a special ribui to tell you that you get Malkus for Midoraisa, for Hashchasas HaEitzim. And the other things, you only get Malkus Midivrayim, you only get Malkus Mardis Midirabbanan, you don't get Midoraisa because it's a Lav Sheva Klalos since it includes many things. Why is this a strange answer? Because why should it be a Lav Sheva Klalos? It doesn't include many different things. It includes only one thing. This Lav teaches us that you're not allowed to destroy things. You're not allowed to destroy items unnecessarily. Nikudah. So that's not many different things. What is a Lav Sheva Klalos? Where there are a number of categories subsumed under one canopy. Under one Lav. But here, they're not a number of categories. There's only one category. Baal Tashchis, don't destroy. So it really shouldn't be considered a Lav Sheva Klalos. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that since this Chasam Sofer really seems to be wondrous, he says maybe Baal Tashchis really has two different aspects to it. Number one, there's an Isser of Hashchasa, which is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Don't destroy something that other people can benefit from. And there's also an Isser Bein Adam L'Makom, like we see in Bava Kama, in the Tzari Aleph Amit Beis, in Bava Basra, in Chafav Amit Aleph. There's an Isser Bein Adam L'Makom. And it says in the Gemara that when you cut down fruit trees, it's a Sakana. And Chamira Sakanta Me'isura. It's a big discussion in Poskim to cut down trees. Very dangerous. A person wants to expand his house or something. So you have to ask a shayla. It's not so pashut. So we see from the Gemara that it's a sakana. And that's an Isser Bein Adam L'Makom. So we have a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect. Don't destroy what people can benefit from. We have a Bein Adam L'Makom aspect. And it would seem that when you're destroying other items, not a fruit tree, that's only Bein Adam L'Makom. That's only Bein Adam L'Makom. You shouldn't destroy the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created us, made us a very beautiful world. And we shouldn't destroy it. And therefore, maybe that's why it's considered a Lav Sheva Klalos. Because it includes both an Isser Bein Adam L'Chaveiro or Bein Adam L'Makom. So when you're destroying a fruit tree, it's both Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Makom. And when you destroy other things, it's only Bein Adam L'Makom. So that's, if I may say, it seems to be a little bit of a forced interpretation of the Chasam Sofer. And Rav Asher Weiss himself says that because the Chasam Sofer so much doesn't make sense, we have to say something to justify him. So I just don't know why he says that it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Maybe when I destroy something people can benefit from, we can say it's only Bein Adam L'Makom. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, not Bein Adam L'Makom. He wants to say Bein Adam L'Makom only when you destroy other items. Maybe it's only Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Or maybe it's both. But anyway, you look at it, that's the end of the day. The end of the day, the Chasam Sofer says that that's why the Rambam says you don't get Malchus Midoraisa, because it's a lav shebechlalos. It includes various categories, and therefore, we don't give you Malchus, even though it's Asur Midoraisa. Whatever the Pshat and the Chasam Sofer is, I'm still not sure, and I hope I can fall asleep tonight thinking about this Chasam Sofer. I hope I can't fall asleep tonight. That don't mean the Chasam Sofer really is in my kishkis. The Shas and Shubas Yad Yitzchak and Chelik Beis and Simon Pei says that the Pshat and the Rambam is different. The Rambam is l'shitaso, that any lav that's not explicit in the Pasuk, and we learn it from a Jerusha, you don't get Malchus. For example, the Rambam says Kedushei Kesef and Midibrei Sofer, even though we hold Kedushei Kesef is Midoraisa. Rashi says in numerous places, Kedushei Kesef is Daraisa. The Rambam says that Kedushei Kesef is... Rashi says Kedushei Kesef is Daraisa. The Rambam says Kedushei Kesef is Divrei Sofer. So what's that all about? The answer is, it's because it comes from Midrasha. Since we learned from Midrasha that Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, so whatever the Rambam says, it's only Midivrei Sofer. So really, of course, at the end of the day, it's Midaraisa. But the Rambam calls it Midivrei Sofrim because it's derived from a Midrasha. So here also, Baal Tashkis is really Midaraisa, like the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So how come you're not getting Malchus? How come you're not getting Malchus? You're not getting Malchus because it's learned from a Midrasha. Something that's learned from a Midrasha, you don't get Malchus. So basically what we had here is we saw the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who says that seems to say it's Daraisa. We have the Rambam in the Arach HaZakah, who says you only get Malchus Midrabanan, for destroying other items, not fruit trees. Fruit trees definitely daraisa. But what about other items? The Rambam says only the Rabbanan. In order to be miyashiv this, the Chasam Sofer says they, it's really daraisa. The Rambam holds it's daraisa. Other items are daraisa, but it's a lav shebechlalos. And the Shalos and Shuvas Yad Yitzchak says that it's really daraisa, but since it's only learned from a Jerusha, you don't get malchus. And we saw poskim, some poskim paskin la halacha that it's midaraisa, and other poskim paskin la halacha that it's midarabbanan. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the Yisra of Ashkasa now that we've established whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, which of course we haven't established, but we've seen the various shitas. At the beginning of Maseches Tamid, it says that in 21 places, the Kohanim and Levim would guard in the Beis HaMikdash. And sometimes what would happen? People would fall asleep. So what do you do to wake the Shlifis up? You know what you do to wake the Shlifis up? They would burn the clothing. And when they burn the guy's clothing, so he would jump up. I know if somebody was burning my clothing, I would jump up. And the Rus says, how can you burn his clothing? What about Baal Tashchis? The answer is, Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. Since we have a rule that Hefker, Beis Din Hefker, whatever the Beis Din makes ownerless becomes ownerless, that gives them the right to burn clothing. So that, my sweetest friends, is all very well and good. That it's Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. And they have a right to do whatever they want with somebody's money. You're right, but how can they burn it? Hefker, what's Hefker based in Hefker? They can be mafkir somebody's money. Say it. But once they're mafkir, who gives them the right to destroy it? They're still an Isser of Baal Tashchis. So in order to wake up the sleepy guards, they burn their clothing. And the Rush says it's not a problem with Baal Tashchis because of Hefker based in Hefker. Not a problem with Baal Tashchis because of Hefker based in Hefker. What are you talking about? Hefker Beis Din Hefker makes it ownerless. That the Beis Din can do. But what gives them the right to destroy it? So in order to understand this, we have to understand a little bit more about Hefker Beis Din Hefker. We see in the Achronim, there's some Achronim who say, that what does Hefker Beis Din Hefker mean? That you're mafkia mamon miyad bailin. That you take mamon out of the hands of the owners. That's what Beis Din has the power to do. But Beis Din doesn't have the power to give somebody's money to somebody else. See that in the Machan Ephraim, and Hochas Mashiach and Simon Beis, and the Mesivis, Reish Lamed Hei, Sivkat Yud Gimel, Get Pashat, Sivkat Kuvchav, Sivkat Nhei. So, these Achronim say that what the Beis Din does is, Beis Din can be mafkia mamon, they can take mamon away from somebody. But Beis Din doesn't have the power to give the mamon to someone else. And this is not like the Rashba. The Rashba in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, Amid Beis, says that Hefker Beis Din Hefker can also be makneh. So, these Achronim are very, very difficult if you're Ma'ayin in the Sugis HaShas. Now, if I was a Bucky in Shas like Rav Asher Weiss was, I could do this too. But I'm not, so I can't. So I'll tell you what he says. He says something very interesting. If you look around Shas, you'll see it's a Pela Atzum on these Achronim who said that Hefker based in Hefker is only Mafkia and it's not Makne. It can only take away from someone's possession but can't give to someone else. Because in most cities in Shas, Hefker based in Hefker is about Hakna and Nesina. In Gidin, Chafam at Aleph, you see that the Chachamim can be Makne. It says in the Gemara, Knuye Akne Le Rabbanim. Rashi says, because of Hefker based in Hefker. Based in our Makne? What do they give? So they can give the get to the get has to be Maman HaBaal, and they can make the get Maman HaBaal. And we have in Gittinan and Hayamid Beis about a stolen Chatos, that he's a Gazman al Pitakanas Chachamin, and if he's Shochet Bachutz, he's Chayev Kares. Why? Because Ukmei Rabbanan Bir Shusai Ki Hechei De L'Chayev Aleh. The rabbis put it in his rishus in order that he should be chayiv. And Rashi says, hefker based in hefker. So you see in that sugya that to be chayiv, it needs to be in your rishus. In order to be chayiv for shkutei chutz, it needs to be in his rishus. And the rabbis gave it to him. So you see that they have the right to give to somebody. Because Rashi there says, hefker based in hefker. They give it to the gazlan. They don't just take it away from the bailam, but they can actually give it to the gazlan. And the Ran and other rishonim write, I am Chesam and Aleph and Gittin, that had his king in Dalet Amos work, that within you're in Dalet Amos, you're Kona, Hefker based in Hefker. So they can give, they can give, make somebody the owner of something. And it says in Yevamos, Peivavam at Beis, that Ezra gave a knas to the Levian, that they didn't want to go up and dwell in Eretz Yisrael. What was the knas? That the Maiserishi should be given to the Kohanim and not the Levim. That was the penalty against the Levim. In fact, the Ritz were there. How does Ezra make this Takana? There's a Bittul Mitzvah's essay of Nesinas Maiserishi on the Levim. What is he doing? The answer is Hefker based in Hefker. And he made the rabbis can make the Kohanim, the Shlichim, the Levim to be Makabal and Matana. So you see that this din of Hefker based in Hefker allows people to be Kohanim. Because they gave the Kohanim the status of being these messengers, the agents of the Levim, to be Kohanim. Be their shlichim. And then there are a number of other examples, but I think we've proven our point. Rashi and Gittin, Matt Prusbel, the Yesh Koach B'Yodim L'Hafkiyam Amono Shel Zeh, V'Litei L'Zeh B'Makom Sheyesh Siyach V'Takana. The rabbis want to. They could be Mafkiyah the Mammon of Reuven and give it to Shimon. So again, you see that the rabbis have the right to be makna with Hefker based in Hefker. So what Hefker based in Hefker means, what's the gather of Hefker based in Hefker? That all Dine Mamanas were given in Biat Chachanim. They have all monetary laws in their hands. They can make Takanans, they can make Zeres, they can make new halachas with Dine Mammon. And if that's the gather of Hefker based in Hefker, now the rush mamish dances he boogies. Because we had a kasha on the rush. That's very nice, Hefker based in Hefker. But how could they uproot from the Torah, the Isser of Baal Tashchis? He's still not allowed to destroy. So be mafker the moment, but how are you allowed to destroy the moment? The answer is not a kasha. Because since the Chachamim were given the power and Dine Mamanis, they can do whatever they want with Mammon. So they can also be mafkia. They can also be Oker Doberman at Torah. So they can say, Midin Hefker based in Hefker, they can also destroy money. Even by Akiras government at Torah. That's the koach that they were given. The big chiddush. But so says the Gaon. Not the Vilna Gaon, the Weiser Gaon. That Hefker based in Hefker means that they have all monetary laws in their hands, and therefore that gives them the right to burn someone's clothing. If the rabbis say you can burn the clothing of the guy who's schluffing on his mishmar, so the rabbis have the right to burn the clothing of the guy schluffing in his mishmar. So that is one point. Now let's get back to our original shaila. Our original shaila was, how are they burning begadim and Lag BaOmer? Now, we have a minute that we smash a glass under the chuppah. And I will take this opportunity to tell the Olam that it should be a glass dafka. There's a tshuva about it in, by Rav Zvichi in his Shalos and Tshuva Sefer, a very chashuv Sephardi Rav in Arnof, very beautiful man. I was once at his house. I met him for 2 minutes. I wanted to hug and kiss him. He's a beautiful man. He's just a very, I really like him. Not a particularly old man, but just a very, very white. He just seemed very so warm. I really, really liked him. In any event, that's Rav Zvichi. So, in his Shalos and Tshuvas, he has a tshuva about this. That it has to be, some people like to use a light bulb. They say the chassan's foot's going to go through the glass. Sweetest friends, I'm against the chassan's foot going through the glass myself. I don't think it's a good thing when the chassan's foot is cut up in pieces. Rahman al-Itzlan. So don't use such a big heavy glass. I was once at a wedding, and I happened to have been the Masadar Kedushin. Obviously there was no one Jewish within a 5,000 mile radius, so they needed me. And I saw that in the napkin they had a little light bulb, a little, not even a nice light bulb, not a, like a 50 cent light bulb, a 20 cent light bulb. I'm like, wait, there's a glass. Truth is, I hadn't seen this tshuva yet of Rav Zvichi, right? If I'd seen it, I didn't remember it because I looked it up afterwards. I don't remember how I'd seen it before, but I'd seen it before. In any event, I'm like, what's going on over here? We should be using a glass. And the cater was like, no, he's a very nervous guy. But no, we can't use a glass. We can't be good. Dangerous, that it is. I saw the glass that was a really heavy glass. So I sent one of the boys, I said, get me another glass. And he brings me another glass. It was also, and there was another rub there. So I looked at the rub and he's like, if his foot's going to go through it. Anyway, to make a short story long, I learned my lesson. My lesson is to bring a glass along. Bring a nice glass, a glass that's not going to go through a very, not a hard, sturdy one, but a very thin one. That won't chas v'shalom endanger the chassan, but it's got to be dafka glass, like Rav Zvichi says in his tshuva. So we're back to our show. So we smash a glass at a wedding. It says in Tosfos and Brachos Lamed Aleph, and the Ramah brings it down la'alacha. Narochaim is in Tavkuf Samach Sif Beis. What about Baal Tashchis? So the Prima Gadim says that there's mussar involved. So since there's an inyan of mussar involved, in order to temper the simcha, let's say you see it's zecher l'churban. So in order of zecher l'churban, that's a good reason. So it's not destructive anymore. Baal tashchis when you're storing it for no reason. And okay, so that would be one nice thing. And it's interesting in this kuntres of Kavod Malachim that we said before from the Rav of Tzfat, Rav Heller, he says that they do it. The Chazal tell us that Shkula Misa Sadikim Kisroi Bas Beis Elokeinu, that the Misa of Sadikim is equal to the burning of the house of God. So he says that just like we do Zechel Churban Beis Hamikdash, we can also do Zechel Misa Sadikim. So Mela, that would work out very well. So there's a Musar involved. It arouses people to tshuva. When they throw, today was according to the, if it's true that it's, whether it's true or not that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai really died on Lag Bomer, but the very fact that people are commemorating the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on Lag Bomer, so there's Musar involved. So based on this, we could be matir burning clothing, because it has some sort of benefit. People want to be, even if a person doesn't know why he's doing it, but just to be Makayim Minig Yisrael. A person wants to be Makayim Minig Yisrael. So that in itself is a benefit. So if there's a benefit, then it's not Baal Tashchis anymore. So the Remez, again, the Prima Gadim says, Sha'osim the Remez Musar Laman Yitnu Lev. So as long as there's a Musar involved here, so that would be fine. We find in the Sefer of Azar, Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph, Maisa Shemes Ram Gamliel Azokin, Besarafal of Uncle Sagir Shivin Manatsuri. Gamliel Azokin died and they burned, and Uncle Sagir burned. Rashi says, Klei Tashmish that would equal 70 mana. And so we see in the Sig and the Gemara there that they would burn money. They would hurt animals. They would do things to animals to honor the king and the nasi. So for kavod hatana, if you want to give kavod to the king, you're allowed to do certain things that might, you know, be considered baal tashchis. So certainly, kavod hatana, So if we're doing it with kavod atana, so it's kavod. So if it's done for the musar because it's sreipas beis elokeinu, or if it's done for simcha, that it's part of the simcha that there was, you know, people have fun. Oh, look what he threw in, look what he threw in. Maybe also. So that's part of the day. That's going to give a person an aliyah and ruchnias. So that's not considered baal tashkis. What is baal tashkis? My cousin has a good word. My cousin says, he wrote a sefer on Hilchos Ben Adam LaChaveiro. It's called Halichas Olam. So there he defines why Lashon Hara LaToelos isn't Lashon Hara. Since when have you heard an Aveira that's not an Aveira if it's done for a benefit? Done for a benefit. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, it's done for a benefit. Every Aveira you can do LaToelos. I could be Machal Shabbos LaToelos. I can eat on kosher LaToelos. But why is Lashon Hara, if I'm saying it for LaToelos, for a benefit, why is that not Lashon Hara? So he says, you know why it's not Lashon Hara? My cousin says, or Rav Merman. He says, because it's not Ra. It's not Ra. If there's a benefit coming out, then it's not Ra. I'm trying to save somebody for a shidduch. A girl calls up about a guy. She says, hi, my name is Rachel. Yeah, and there was a bachur learning yeshiva, and you know, I'm going out with him. I wanted to know more about him. And I know this guy. When this guy gets angry, that's it. Heads start rolling. And this guy has a serious problem. Serious emotional problems. If she gets married, her life's going to be a living Gehenna. I shouldn't tell it. Vadai should tell it. What about Lashon Hara? It's Toelis. It's not Ra. It's Tov. So here also, Baal Tashlis is not destructive. If you're doing it for Simcha, if you're doing it for a Musar, if there's a benefit, a real concrete positive benefit that's going to be achieved, so it's not Hashchasa. That's not destruction. That's not what the Torah meant. It's actually a binyan. Something positive, isn't it? Wait a second. What about eating breakfast? Eating breakfast Baal Tashchis? Something good is coming out of that. You know, the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara discusses, why isn't it Baal Tashchis to eat a better food if you can eat a lesser food? Right? But the maskana, you're allowed to eat it. You know, you don't have to just eat the barest minimum. What about Baal Tashchis? The answer is no. There's benefit that's accrued. So this sugya is a very, very vast sugya, and there have been a number of svarim written just devoted to this topic of Baal Tashchis. But I think in this, in the very constricted framework of this shir, and with a small group of my sweetest, tens of millions of my sweetest friends from around the world, I think we can say that there's definitely a head there, especially if we go with the Achronim who say that it's only Derabbanan, as is the Mashmos of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah. So if it's only Derabbanan, there's obviously a lot more room to be Makel. And here, you have what to rely upon. L'chaber HaMinah, L'chaber HaSimcha, L'chaber HaTzar, whatever it might be. And Magam that the Or Chaim HaKadosh himself did it. Not only that, in the Shas and Shuvah's Torah L'Shema, we quoted earlier, he says a husband is allowed to burn his wife's immodest clothing. I mean, not that's going to cause fights. And of course, fights, ask a rabbi. But she has, you know, she has a dress, a little tight, a little short here, a little short there. And he burns it. Why? L'shem Shemaim, so she doesn't wear it. So she's going to look at that, she's going to say, oh, my Moishi, what a tzaddik. So if that's what would happen, if she wouldn't, maybe she wouldn't notice a face, I don't know how, we wouldn't notice that she's missing clothing. But if it would work to prevent her from not wearing the non-sneer stick of clothing, it's mutter again, but the Ben Ish Chai says there's no chash tikkur, it's not going to cause a fight. But as long as your kavan is l'shem shamayim for diktuk adin, it's mutter. And we see a raya for that. Can men bring in a raya from the Sechas Brachas and Nefchaf Amar Aleph? There of Adabara Hava ripped off this woman's garment in the shuk because he thought she was a pritzah. She was wearing red. A woman in red, that was used to be the clothing of pritzahs. So you see that there's no iser of Baal Tashchis. And Rav Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Rosh of the Eid HaRedis, was asked in Chelik Gimel Siman Mem Hei about a businessman who was in a faraway place for business, and he had some paspalter, and he had this bread which was baked by goyim, so the bread was kosher. But that's an issue. But we don't eat, many people don't eat paspalter, especially during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So this, you know, he bought it from this, you know, whatever non-Jewish company, and now he wants to eat it. But what did he get? He got Pas Yisrael. So is he allowed to destroy this bread? So Rav Yitzchak Wai said, yeah. Why? Because now this Pas Palter is no longer Roi. And since this Pas Palter is no longer, this bread is not Roi Lachil anymore, he shouldn't be eating it. He should be eating Pas Yisrael. He should be eating Jewish baked bread, not Gentile baked bread. Therefore, there's no Isser Baal Tashchis. So to be marked min aveiro, to be dafru shem eisur, there's no Isser Baal Tashchis. So there's a lot more to discuss about this topic of Baal Tashchis, sweetest friends. But that was just a little bit of a taste. So we should all be zochem et Hashem to have an aliyah in Lag BaOmer, have an aliyah in Ruchnius and Pnimius HaTorah. We should be zochet. The Zohar says Mashiach's not coming until we're all sick and Pnimius HaTorah. So that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai taught to the world. And we should be zochet to go deeper and deeper. And we should spread the light, and the light of Kedush, and the light of Tara, and the light of Av, and the light of Chesed. Kiva Or Panecha Mesatelan Hashem Lekenu Taras Chayim Ve'Avas Chesed Tzedakah Barachah Barachah V'Chayim Shalom. We should be zochet to carve mamish to the Gilui of Pnimius, and to the Gilui of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meir of Yameinu, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.